Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Rashid Salam, your host and engineer for tonight's show, The Science of Your Health and You. Once again, we want to thank our listening audience for tuning in to IWDM Radio. Let me open up first with, the name of God, most gracious, most merciful, benefactor, the most merciful redeemer. We give praise and thanks to God, the cherisher, the sustainer of all systems of knowledge. I'd like to greet you in a greeting of peace. The peace that only God provides, that is the greeting of Assalamu alaikum. As it is before, this is Rashid Salam. This is IWDM Radio. We want to give you a few little pointers tonight before we get started, and that is those of you who are on the listening audience and those of you who may have a question for tonight's show, those of you online, we ask that you call in or text in to 650-669-0458 to text a question in, because if you're online, the only way you can get on is you dial 714 816-467-3 to ask a question. And those of you who can't get on, then that's the way you reach me, 650-669-0458, and text me the question. I will ask our guest host tonight, Abdul Shaheed, the question for you. Welcome to IWDM Radio, Science of Health and You. This program is designed to provide for you tools and resources and information that can improve your life in more ways than one. We have the facts here tonight. We're not playing games. We're not giving you some false information, some disinformation. We'll provide you with information that you can use, news you can use right now. News can improve your life, news that can make your family life better, and also, more importantly, you're getting the tools that you need for optimal health. Our guest host for tonight is Abdul Shaheed from Atlanta, Georgia. And we're just going to go over just a few things from last week's show. I'm still reeling. I'm reeling over the fact that we have 3 oxygen levels. That I had no idea that there were 3 different types of oxygen that our bodies can takes in. And really, really, that was one of the most exciting things that was discussed last week on the different oxygen that our body takes in. And we're going to kind of go over those tonight. We're also going to provide you with some tools and some information that can help you get a better understanding of who you are, how you are, what you are, and how your body actually works. We're on the subject matter of the 11 systems of the human anatomy. 11 systems. We're at the mind and the 3 nervous systems that our body consists of, and we just want to share with you that we are talking about, our focus is on symptometry, a new discovery on cell neglect and also cell maintenance. We just have so much information we want to share with you tonight, and sometimes we just don't have enough time to give you what you need. That's why we have this ongoing series of classes in our lab, where you can discuss information, we can ask questions, we can get the information, also get resources, also get information, websites, books that you can improve your life. Over the last couple weeks since the last time we spoke, one of the issues that we had was we talked about viruses. We talked about diabetes, high blood pressure, heart failure, liver conditions. All these particular things that affect our human anatomy and how our body works. We've discussed genes. We discussed DNA. We discussed RNA in the 3 sections of the RNA. So we talk about root-based therapy as opposed to drugs, as opposed to surgery or herbs or acupuncture. Symptomology teaches how our human body works and the energy levels of our cells that help us prevent diseases. We're currently talking about the brain, blood supply to the brain, the oxygen levels to the brain, the dirt and concretion and particles that are in our blood that causes our brain dysfunctionality. And so these lessons that we learn, we want you just to pay attention and keep your pad and your paper handy. Also, at the same time, we ask that you pick up the telephone while I'm talking. Do a 3-way. Just call somebody up. Say, look, I want you to listen to this phone call so you can learn a little bit more about who you are, what you are, and how you work. This concept of symptometry, this information about symptometry, can actually save your life. We've had so many things that have happened to us. Since we started last November, we've had recalls. We've had virus information, misinformation. We've had information pertaining to mass psychosis. And I know most people wonder, what is mass psychosis? It's been convenient for the people who use it. The misinformation, the disinformation, the herd immunity concept, the fact that they're putting fear or disbelief in the hearts of people. And quite frankly, right now, this country is in bad shape. They said 70% of the population has been affected by some form of anxiety, some form of stress, worry, fear.
disinformation that really has caused our thinking process to be stabilized, I say not stabilized, but put in a state of being that we can't even think properly. We don't know what's the truth and what's falsehood. And a lot of people are looking at falsehood as being the truth, and truth as being false. So we're here to clear that up, provide you with the tools that you need, the information that you need to break down all this crazy, as we want to refer to as crazy information that has affected our lives. Just recently, we had a recall on the vegetables and baby formula. Just today, I came up with a new discovery, monkeypox. They're trying to tell us the new virus now is monkeypox. You heard me correctly, monkeypox. We have now been given another fear, another anxiety called monkeypox. It is basically found in bisexual men and the gay population. Now, they didn't want to come out and really tell you that's exactly how it comes about and how you get it, but bottom line is it's a new virus that's now in the marketplace. They're telling you now that if you just hang out with them or participate in a close fashion with these type of individuals that you may contract monkeypox. So when is it going to end? When is this crazy information going to come to a conclusion where we can able to get the right information? And so we're saying to you today, symptometry is a component that we need to know about. And another thing that came out today was they came out with parasites and fungal overgrowth causes prostate cancer. Now, where has all this information been? And the fact that we've been on the air providing you with the information that's required so you can know how to deal with prostate cancer, how to deal with high blood pressure and low blood pressure, how it causes heart failure, enzymes and neurons and neurotransmitters. We just finally got to the point where we can, on Tuesday, we can kind of relax and know for a fact that we're going to get the truth. So we're going to make sure that truth is given to you today. I just want you to sit back and relax and keep an open mind. Let nothing interfere with your ability to reason or perceive. And we're going to be dealing with the mind so you understand how perception is going to be an important part of the aspect of your thinking possibilities. So you want to make sure you get that information. I think we closed out last week's show with a poem called Equipment. And I just want to give just a couple verses of that particular poem again before we get started, and also just share with you something that I always refer to as a social conduct. And let's just get started, and we'll bring on our guest speaker. And this is a poem that George Washington Carver, one of our famous inventors, he said he really admired the information that was in this particular form, and I can see why, because he's talking to us, the self. We say, know thyself, so understand who you are. And it goes a little bit like this. I'll just read a few verses. It says, figure it out for yourself, my lad. You are all that the greatest of men have had. You have two arms, two hands, two legs, two eyes, and a brain to use if you would be wise. With this equipment, they all began to start at the top and say, I can. You are the handicap that you must face. You are the one who must choose your place. You must say where you want to go and how much you will study for the truth to know. God has equipped you for life, but he lets you decide what you want to be. So that was a poem, and it's a beautiful poem for those of you who want to look it up on the internet. It's called Equipment, by a famous author, Mr. Guest. It's a poem by Mr. Guest. It is something that he spoke in 1942 at Selma University in Alabama. And it's something that I always talk to my young people about to encourage them to think that, nope, you all came here with the same equipment. You got the same thing everybody else had. Two eyes, two hands, two ears, two hands, two feet. So what's the difference? The difference is your ability to understand, your ability to think, your ability to triumph over the things that you don't have any understanding about. And that is why we're here for the science of healthy youth. We want to evolve to make sure that where I live and learn, we want to make it a better place than when I first came into it. I want to contribute to this world. The only way you can contribute to this world is you understand this body that you walk around with 24/7. You want to take full responsibility for your conduct. You want to respect your parents and teachers and elders and people who have knowledge in the community that can help you be a better person by through peer pressure, peer education, or just someone who has more knowledge than you. You want to refrain from doing the things that will embarrass your family, yourself, embarrass the community. You want to understand that we got to live in the oneness of joy and peace in the environment in which we live. And we also have to live in reciprocity, meaning that you have to give back kindness that which I have received, because this is one way of having a good life. You want to live a life of redemption. Recognize that life always offers a second chance to redeem yourself, and this is what this show is all about, redemption. So you want to live these particular truths. You want to shape history. You want to decide for the future. And you want to take responsibilities for your actions. So that brings us to the night show, ladies and gentlemen. We want to thank you for joining IWDM Radio, the science of helping you. I can bring to the phone today our guest, the host speaker, who is giving his wonderful time and attention to us and sharing with us information that benefits us all. As-salamu alaykum, Abdul Shaheed. Thank you for being with me tonight, my brother. Abdul Shaheed, are you there? Your mic is open.
As-salamu alaykum.
There he is. Okay.
Brother Rashid, how you doing?
I'm good. You know, forgive me for the long introduction. We had a beautiful song that we started out with, and I'm just excited tonight, man. I'm telling you, it's just really, really, truly an honor to be here tonight and to share information. And we're going to take the opportunity tonight to take the first 20, 25 minutes and give an overview and prepare for the introduction. As I said before, man, I'm telling you, I'm still studying about these oxygen levels, man. I mean, it's like, what else do I don't know?
There's so much for us to learn.
Come on with it. So the floor is yours, my good brother. So you can open up. And those of you, once again, have a question online. I'm going to say it one more time. If you have a question online, you can't call that. 650-669-0458. It's that number that you can text to text in any information you may have for Abdul Shaheed tonight. Abdul Shaheed, I drop the mic, my good brother.
Yes, sir. We give all the praise and thanks to the Almighty for allowing us to be here with you all this evening and for allowing you to be here with us. And we'd like to also congratulate those people that's listening, because somehow you were guided to this phone call tonight. You were guided to be on this line so you can learn the information that you need to know in order to be optimally healthy. Brother Rashid, there's so much information that we've been misled about, so much information we've been misinformed, miseducated. So basically, we have to go back to the beginning. This is what we have to do, to figure things out. See, our cells have atomic intelligence, and they know how to figure everything out. So now we have to align our mind with what our cells need, and that's what they would do. They would figure everything out and restore our health. And restore our health. Why is the person sick? The person is sick because of food that they eat, beverages that we drink, the water we drink, the air we breathe, the man-made chemicals, natural chemicals. They're natural chemicals that will poison us too, Brother Rashid, not just man-made things. They're natural things. And you always hear that word, I'm using this because it's natural. That word is overused. If it's poison, it doesn't make any difference whether it's man-made or natural. It will compromise our cells. It will compromise our DNA. See, we have to learn to protect our DNA from being poisoned, from being fragmented. So we have to also remember where we are, Brother Rashid. And we somehow think that we live in the garden, the paradise or something. No, we live at the bottom of the troposphere, the bottom, the very bottom of the troposphere, where the influence of gravitational force and atmospheric pressure is most severe. Just think about that, where we are. We think everything here on Earth is just a walk in the park. It's not a walk in the park. We're under attack everywhere we go. And I heard you mention the monkeypox. I heard you mention other viruses and microbes that can attack a person. We have viruses all over the place. They've always been here. But as people get sicker and sicker, then the microbe comes out because they are one of the enforcers to the health rule. When you break the rule, they're there. They're watching, waiting on us to make a mistake. But since you have not been taught, most of us have not been taught about health, so we make plenty of mistakes. This is what symptomatology is all about. The most natural and scientific means to address the needs of human cell, the human cell. So we're at the bottom of the troposphere. We're always under pressure, the gravitational force and atmospheric pressure, where it's the most severe. And our genes are fully aware of this fact. But it is us who've been miseducated because of the kind of education we have received. And people have totally ignored the troposphere. And it impacts on our health, on our body, on our cells, on our DNA. See? And this is what we've said many times on this program, the beginning of every disease. When the genes and the DNA and the DNA and the three RNAs are out of alignment, our cell will be compelled to produce a symptom and or a disease. So what does that mean for us? That means that we must protect our DNA. We must do all we can to protect it. So we must use science to select the food that we're going to eat. We must use science to select the food. We must know about water, what kind of water to drink. We have to drink water with electrolytes. And the pH of the water should be around the pH of our blood. Don't be fooled by drinking high alkaline water. Don't be fooled by that. We are making water, Brother Rashid, on the market, 9.5 for people to drink. We don't need 9.5 drinking water. It is too high. The pH will put your body out of balance. And then there's a pH enforcer already inside of you. It will come out and wreak havoc because you'll be breaking the health rule. We should not consume citrus fruits. Our body already produced citrus acid from the Krebs cycle. That's our cycle to produce energy. So we consume fruits that make some citrus acid, then that additional citrus acid will become an iron inhibitor for us. And then your body's going to become more acidic. Then we're breaking the pH rule again. We'll be breaking the pH rule again. These things are so very important for us. So very important for us. Brother Rashid, I hear some background sound. I don't know whether you hear it or not. Brother Rashid.
I'm right. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, but I hear some background sounds. It's kind of distracting. I don't know where it's coming from. That sound is much better now. Seems to be much better. So the gravitational force, the atmospheric pressure slows down every activity on Earth. That includes our body. Everything about our body should be operating and moving fast with speed. Fast with speed. Everything must be kept moving. Nothing must slow down. If it does, then the microbe is going to come out and investigate. This is what they do. They're going to come out and investigate. So everything must move fast, but because of gravity, it tends to want to slow things down. This is why our body has to produce enzymes to speed things up. If we can't produce enzyme, we will produce symptom and disease. That is the first cell essential, body essential, brain essential that our body must produce, that our cell must produce. They produce everything for us. And the first essential that they must produce is an enzyme to speed up things. Because where we are, gravitational force tends to slow things down. Tends to slow things down. So, Brother Rashid, you had mentioned that we've been talking about the 11th system. We're on our way to deal with all 11 systems. We've been stuck here for the last several weeks on number 6, the brain and the nervous system. We've been stuck there because why move forward? Why move forward if we don't understand how our brain operates? See, our brain is the concrete, and our mind is the abstract part of the brain. Our mind is the abstract part of the brain. The brain is the command center. It controls everything. Our heart, our breathing, all these things. We have a structure in our brain called the hypothalamus. It's the alarm system. It's the regulator. It regulates over 71 substances in our body, in our blood. It regulates them. That's what it does. That's why our cell created the hypothalamus, the hypothalamus, created it. So if it needed something to make it work, its job easier, to monitor the level of the different hormones inside of us, neurotransmitter, neurochemicals, our blood, everything. It monitors it. So we must know how the brain works, must understand how our mind works, because if our mind makes decision that's contrary to what the cells need, then right away we will have negative energy produced in our body. There'll be friction, tension, resistance, inertia. These tangents of negative energy will produce a disease. So our mindset when it comes to our health is very, very important. Very important. Our mind must agree with what our cells need. If we consume food that's contrary to what our cells need, because the food has poison in it, then we're going to produce symptoms and disease. That poison will compromise our DNA. And we said a number of times that the gene will not release the blueprint to a fragmented or broken DNA. If the DNA do not receive the blueprint, that means the cells of my body will not receive the instruction that they need to carry out their job. And their job is to keep us healthy, to keep us on the paradigm of normalcy. That's their job. But they won't be able to do that if the gene won't release the blueprint unless the DNA is in perfect condition. The DNA must be in perfect condition. So we have to survive on this planet, Brother Rashid. And we've been created to survive on this planet, even though it's a predatory and toxic place. We have everything that we need inside of us to survive here. But we have to be taught and informed how these things work, because none of us came here with a manual in our hand to tell our parents what to do, how to treat us, what to feed us. No one came here with a manual. And our parents and their parents did the best they could. But a lot of mistakes have been made. And we're still making mistakes. We're repeating the things, the mistakes of our parents. Life is about correcting our mistakes and the mistakes of those people before us so we can do better, not do worse. How can we end up doing worse than our parents, Brother Rashid? How is that possible? Well, right now we're batting. We're bad and worse than our parents, many of us. Mm. It seems as though each generation is getting in a bad way. But we have to learn and correct our mistakes. That's what the life is all about, correcting mistakes. We can't keep making the same mistakes and think we're going to make progress. We have to correct our mistakes. That's the whole purpose of life, to correct our mistakes and those people before us to correct theirs as well. This is what we have to do. So we have these different things that we have to deal with. And it's the purpose of symptometry to teach us. That's what symptometry is all about. That's what symptometry is all about. So we mentioned last week about the three different oxygen. Three different oxygen. Number one, we have dioxygen, which is O2. That is molecular oxygen, O2. Then we have ozone, which is O3. We heard about the ozone level that protects the Earth's atmosphere. We heard about that. And the oxygen that we need to breathe at least once a week, at least once a week to help us, at least once a week. And we have to make use of this oxygen, and this is called singlet oxygen, S-I-N-G-L-E-T, singlet oxygen. And the molecular structure is 102, 102. Now, where can we find this singlet oxygen? Where can we find it? Well, Brother Rashid, we find it at the beachfront. And we find it at the lakefront. And we also find it at the forest preserve, the forest preserve. We have trees on this planet and other plants on this planet. The purpose of them is to make the air breathable for human beings to exist here. They clean up the air, they purify the air, remove all the pollutants and impurities that's in the air. That's what plants do. Now, it's just a sidebar that we can eat a few of them. They're not put here just for us to eat. They're mainly here to purify the air. We have to change our thinking when it comes to plants. We have to change our thinking. When it comes to plants making food out of them, they are not as innocent as most people think. They're not innocent like most people think. All plants on planet Earth produce poison because they have a job to do as well. They produce poison, all of them. Do not take plants for granted. They all produce poison. In order to survive on planet Earth, that's what they have to do. That's their defense mechanism. The importance of singlet oxygen, I'm going to share with us. The importance of singlet oxygen. Hope you're taking notes. Hope you're taking notes. Number one, it allows a white blood cell called neutrophils to kill by oxidation, kill microbes by oxidating them, oxidizing them, kill by oxidation. This is what singlet oxygen help our cells to do. It's killed by oxidating all the disease-causing microorganisms that are in our 11th system. Isn't that amazing, Brother Rashid? Absolutely amazing.
Absolutely amazing. I mean, you can
help our cells to oxidize the disease-causing micro. And every time we turn on the news today, this day and time, we hear something about microbes. Viruses, bacteria, fungus, mold, yeast, all these are micro things that we cannot see. They are biological organisms. And they are thriving for longevity. They want to exist and stick around as long as they can. And they will use us as food as we make mistakes. They'll be attracted to us because we will have growth factor to feed them. We'll be passing out free food. And no biological organism is going to turn down free food if you have it to offer. That's what happens when the person becomes sick. Your body produces growth factor to feed viruses. So singlet oxygen will help our neutrophil to kill disease-causing microbes on contact in our 11 system. And this is how deep breathing cleans our blood naturally. Deep breathing. Breathing in singlet oxygen. Holding our breath 10 to 15 seconds. Holding it in. And breathing out slowly. You need to do this at least 20 to 30 times. At least once a week. In the area we just mentioned. At the beach. Lakefront. Or forest preserve. That's where you will find singlet oxygen. You're not going to get this information no place. No place but here. And the only reason I know about it is because I'm a student of the American School of Cytometry, at the American School of Cytometry, a student. I'm a certified cytometry health coach. And on the way to be a doctor of cytometry, the most natural and scientific means to address the needs of human cells, where our health comes from. Health is a reward that comes from myself for making the right decision to take care of what our cells need. Give them what they need. We take care of them. They'll take care of us. This is how it works, Brother Rashid. This is how it works. Listener, this is how it works. If we ignore our cells, we will have symptoms and disease. We learn how to take care of them, how to nourish them, how to protect them, how to protect our DNA, our genes, our chromosomes, our RNA, all of these things that make up our cells, what we have to do. Number two, singlet oxygen prevent or reverse toxic septicemia, blood poisoning, or the toxic in our blood. And mycotoxic blood poisoning from fungus and mold. This is what we'll be able to do. The microbes and contaminated water will overwhelm our body to the point where even blocking the production of oxidase. See, oxidase that places oxygen in our cells, the toxins and poisons of microbes will block the production of oxidase. How are we going to live without oxygen? We cannot. So singlet oxygen will help us to produce oxidase. Will help our cells to produce oxidase to reverse blood poisoning. Absolutely incredible.
Yes, it is.
Oxygen is the life giver. It activates life in the cell. It is the mother of all energy in the cell. And the cell must have it in order for the cell to have the energy to carry out its function. Must have oxygen. If any part of our body is blocked from receiving oxygen, that part of the body is going to begin to deteriorate. There's concretion in the food that we eat. Concretion sounds like a concrete.
Yes,
it puts you in the mind of something that's hard and crusted, that blocks circulation. And that's exactly what it does. Certain food produce more concretion than others. Certain food produce more debris than others. And since we have salt in our blood, salt is a reactor. We eat food. That's where the debris comes from. Because the salt is reacting with the nutrients in the food. We act with all of the nutrients that's in the food. So that means, Brother Rashid, we have to maintain our body. There's work that we have to do. That nobody taught us that we have to do it. We're responsible for the maintenance of our cells. We have to maintain them. We have to do more than just eat food and drink water and go to the bathroom. We have to maintain, ourselves. We have to keep them clean, remove concretion, remove gaudy deposits, remove cholesterol deposits, remove fat globules. All these things must be removed from ourselves. It's our responsibility. If we don't remove them, who's going to do it for us? Our cell will not be able to do their job if there's blockages, if they don't receive the resources and the nutrients. If they don't receive the resources and the nutrients, there's no way they'll be able to do their job. And the DNA will become fragmented. And the gene will never release the blueprint to a fragmented DNA. The DNA must be repaired first. Must repair it. So the cell will be compelled to produce a symptom and a disease. What happened? Single oxygen clears clutter from my mind for clear thinking. Brother Rashid.
Yes, sir.
Single oxygen clears clutter from my mind for clear thinking.
Right.
Too many people do not know this. They don't have access to this information. So the mind is cluttered, congested with all kinds of foolishness. Single oxygen to remove the clutter from my mind for clear and excellent thought processing. To process thought. To think. It is a system cleaner. It cleans all the 11 systems. It is oxygen that gave us life. It sustains life, and also it cleans it up, clean us up. All of the garbage. Ozone, we mentioned it earlier, is the oxygen that protects the earth from the UV rays. The UV rays coming from the sun. It is the ozone level that protects the Earth's atmosphere from the UV rays. Oxygen. You say that's O3. Absolutely amazing. There are many signs for us. That's a sign in that for us. Number four. Oxygen speed up the circulation of melatonin for sound sleep. There are many people who can't sleep at night, Brother Rashid. They can't sleep. If they cannot sleep, how can their body be repaired? That's when our body repairs itself. The tempo has changed. The person is sleeping because the cells never sleep, but they change their tempo. So they can be repaired, repair themselves, repair the organ, the system, clean things up. That's when it happens. So if the person cannot sleep, how can they heal? They cannot. And taking a sleeping pill is not going to help them. They must have natural, sound sleep. And we must have melatonin in order to produce this natural sound sleep. Number five, singlet oxygen help a person to relax because it make more norepinephrine, that's a neurotransmitter, and serotonin, another neurotransmitter, available for immediate use. We're talking about singlet oxygen. We're still talking about singlet oxygen. 102, singlet oxygen, the molecular structure of it. Absolutely incredible. We have everything on this planet that we need. We have everything inside of us to get the right knowledge and information that we need to take care of ourselves. But nevertheless, we still have to be taught. Part of what this program is all about, the science of health and youth. It's what it's all about. So you found yourself here tonight You have found yourself here tonight. So we'll share a few more things about singlet oxygen. Number six, it liquefies this smelly disintegrating protein that releases sulfur to make the body smell, to make the urine smell, to make the vaginal discharge smell, to make mucus smell and sweat smell. Also allows only scatter to be released. Scatter. What's scatter? that peculiar smell from my bowel movement. It's called scatter. That's the peculiar smell from bowel movement. And it's smelled that way to put a sign out there to let other animals know, the other creatures know, don't bother it. Allow this to go back to the earth to nourish the earth, to replenish the earth, to not bother it. That's why I have that peculiar smell, Brother Rashid. Isn't that amazing? The Creator have not done anything haphazardly.
I understand. Yes, sir, brother. This is life.
My bowel movement have that smell, so other animals will leave it alone and let it disintegrate and go back to re-nourish the earth. Absolutely amazing. Called scatter. So just a couple of other things we want to share about singlet oxygen. It is St. Thomas' broccoli cleanse. And a few of us who know about the broccoli cleanse that cleans all our organs, our tissue, our glands, clean all of the cells, all the way into the nucleus of the cell. The St. Thomas' broccoli cleanse maximizes the efficiency of singlet oxygen. You do the sulfur cleanse, and you also take advantage of the singlet oxygen, man, you maximize your system to be clean at the utmost level. Absolutely amazing. You maximize the efficiency of our 11th system with singlet oxygen and the broccoli sulfur cleanse. Singlet oxygen also break up ammonia, NH3, ammonia, by separating nitrogen from hydrogen. That's what it does. Ammonia would disintegrate our carcinogenic fiber, would break it down, would become mush and fluid everywhere. Our carcinogenic fiber would turn into fluid. And we know people who are sick and they begin to swell and they have fluid on the heart, on the lung, lower extremity, because ammonia is disintegrating the carcinogenic fiber. Doctor don't have a clue how to stop it, how to arrest it. Centometer does. This separation allows hydrogen to continue to combine with water to produce hydrogen peroxide. It is hydrogen peroxide, H2O2, that the T cell will use to flatten tumors, sarcoid, and nodules in our body. Flatten them. Hydrogen peroxide. Our own cell will use them to flatten tumor. You don't have to have the surgery to remove the fibroids and the tumors. This knowledge is now available to all of us. We just have to become students of centometry. Also, breaking up ammonia prevents the production of glucosin. Glucosin that is extremely toxic, especially to diabetic. Glucosin is when glucose that the person who have diabetes cannot process combined with ammonia produce a poison called glucosin. Very, very toxic. Our own body, colon, produce ammonia. It is the 32 strands of bacteria in our colon that produce the ammonia. And when we eat food and it do not thoroughly digest in our stomach, then those 33 strands of bacteria have to work on it. Producing more ammonia. This is what has to happen. That's why we have to conform to scientific eating, scientific cooking, and scientific living on this planet. So ammonia prevents, so breakup of ammonia will prevent the production of glucosin. Glucosin could cause diabetic neuropathy, numbness, by collapsing the capillaries in the toes, in the fingers, in the leg. Capillaries that nourish those areas will collapse. No nourishment, no blood circulating there. Then the cell will be compelled to produce a symptom and or disease. This is why singlet oxygen is important for capillary circulation in every part of the body. Since it is capillary circulation that reverses atrophy and dystrophy with the help of specific particulates. Singlet oxygen proved itself to be indispensable to our overall health, to our overall health. We have to learn how to be healthy and thrive on this predatory, toxic place called Earth. And no one is teaching us how to navigate this planet. We take it for granted that we know what we're doing. That's why we have scintometry to teach us how to navigate planet Earth and teach us to understand who we are and where we are if we plan to be healthy. If we plan to be healthy. Number eight, we're going to do two more after this. Number eight, singlet oxygen destroys gangrene. When people have to amputate their toes, have them amputated, amputate their foot, their leg, and they just keep on cutting the person. Singlet oxygen will destroy gangrene, which is a microbe, a bacteria, by killing Clostridium perfringens that causes gangrene. Kill the bacteria. Gangrene is gone. You reverse it. And you get oxygen in the cells. Number nine, singlet oxygen deactivate and diffuse the neuroplastic enzyme that the cancer cell produce. Diffuse them. Prevent them from growing and spreading, Brother Rashid. Singlet oxygen. 102, the molecular structure for it. It is indispensable to curing cancer. Scintometry has specific particulates to help singlet oxygen achieve it objected even faster. And finally, number 10, if we want to share, singlet oxygen liquefies debris. You heard me talking about debris and sludge and concretion in the cell because of the food that we eat and the salt in our blood is reacting with the nutrient to produce debris. Singlet oxygen liquefies the debris, especially the simple debris. Complex debris will require ionization with particulates. Now, if we want to be healthy, Brother Rashid, we must learn about particulates and molecules. Particulates are used to remove the poison, the toxic, the concretion liquefy them, remove them from the 11th system. And then we have molecules to nourish the cell, to give them the nutrient that they need to carry out their job, produce the energy that they need, the resources they need. That's what scintigraphy used, the most natural and scientific means to address the needs of human cell. It is the cell that will restore the person's health and reverse the disease, remove the disease marker. So we're going to pause right here just in case people have questions, Brother Rashid. And we hope we said enough.
My brother, my brother, my brother. And we're just talking about oxygen. You know,
Absolutely.
Without oxygen, your brain don't function, period.
Mm-mm.
So what you telling us? What you telling us tonight?
At all.
By not participating or not bringing in these three different types of oxygen, our ability to think, and we think we know what we're talking about, our ability to perceive, like we think we know what we're receiving, we're just playing with our own mental capacity by not allowing our body to function in a way of optimal health. You know, it's like, my goodness, man. I mean, we could shut the program down right now, just open up a question for the rest of the day. That is enough information that if you don't understand your 16 faculties, if you don't understand or you think you understand these things, and I'm not trying to be rude, we're going to have to accept the fact that we don't even know that we don't know. So what is it about us that we think we know about? You know, it's just amazing that we have to just accept the fact that we just don't know. And I'm not trying to hurt anybody's feeling tonight. This is serious. Man, you're talking about my children. You're talking about my grandchildren. You're talking about ability to have a conversation properly and to guide them on the right path. We have a responsibility as human beings to protect our family, to guide our family, to educate our family. And by not having these components properly in our body, no matter how much we think we know, how many languages we think we can speak, your ability to function as a human being is already distorted. Now, I just want you, Jeff, since we're on the brain, since we're on the nervous system, now, not having these oxygen in your body, Abdul, has a direct reflection on almost everything about us as a human being, every organ, everything in our brain, everything in our cells, anything, our different parts of our body, our behavior is affected by this. Our emotions is affected by it. Our sensitivities are affected by this. Our ability to produce DNA and protons and neutrons and chromosomes. It's just
everything.
Like, wait a minute. I mean, you have to humble yourself and process this information properly in order to get the best use of it. This is truly a lab. I'd just like to welcome you once again to IWDM Radio. This is the science of you, the science of you and your ability to have health. And we expect to have wealth. You know, we expect to have the things that be able to cause us to properly digest information, process information, and come out with something of use to participate in this world we call America, you know. And how devastating is this, not knowing this, how devastating. This is sacred, my brother. I just want to say that. I have my point that I want to say. Anybody who's on the line tonight who has any information, if you're not on the line and you just missed this, you're going to have to call up and ask for the recording. You're going to have to get this information, just this few of minutes that we just shared, a few 30 minutes that we've been on the telephone, is enough for a whole semester of science. I mean, just the oxygen alone. I just have to reiterate that. So those of you who have a question, you want to raise your hand right now and just ask a question, I'll just say, man, thank you. Because I have elevated myself just sitting here listening, and I'm in the class, you guys. I'm just trying to get as much as I can, but this is mind-boggling, brother. These three oxygens that we don't know about. And see, we don't realize there are 11 systems that make us up, and all the 16 faculties that you already told us about, our inability to produce
iron, our inability to produce all these types of neurons and enzymes that we discussed over the history of being on the air. This is absolutely flat-out amazing information that you have to share with your friends, your relatives. You have to make sure your children, we have to download this, but how can you download something that you don't know? And being able to share this, I mean, I'm going to go back and find listen to this for the rest of the week. I hadn't gotten over last week. Now you just took me to another level. I mean, we haven't got to the cerebral spinal fluid and that connection to the hippocampus. And oh, my goodness, brother. You know, I just want to thank you. I just want to thank you. And for those of you I'm saying thank you for, you can raise your hand and say thank you for yourself. We do have a few hands raised, and we ask that you ask the questions pertaining to the show tonight. We don't need any lectures. We don't need anything to add to it, because how can you add to something that you don't know about? So I'm just going to say it like that. So I'm going to open the mics up for those who have something to say. First of all, we have 602-332. Your mic is open. Please state your name and tell us where you're calling from. 602-332.
Greetings in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This is Pastor Don James, CEO. I have one question. I have a seizure disorder, and I've had a seizure disorder for a very long time. And even though I
had
a
seizure disorder. Repeat
that. This is Pastor Don James, CEO. Yeah, seizure disorder. And my question to y'all is... Yes, a seizure disorder. My question to y'all is, how can the cells be affected by my seizures so I can get help?
That's the problem.
That's the question.
They are affected. Yeah, the cell, you said seizure disorder, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, that's a sign, excuse me, that's a sign that you have an electrical problem. Electrical problem. You have seizures because you have electrical problem. There's a connection
Amen.
In the nerves not producing enough electricity. Here, the seizure deal with the body, the muscle, not being able to do what they need to do, acting
okay.
on their own. And if you have nerve embedded in muscle, it is neurons that send the signal back and forth. And the nerve receives the signal. Your mind say, okay, I want my foot to move. I'm controlling everything with my brain. I want my foot to move. All I have to do is think. In milliseconds, the signal from the neurons is sent and it reaches my toes.
Amen.
The nerve that's embedded in the muscle. And then I can move my toes or do what I want to do with them. But if you don't have that signal, that transmission, the electrical energy, then things will act on their own. That's what produced the seizure.
Correct.
Every disease, brother, is curable. Every single one. There's no incurable disease. Now it's up to the person who has the disease will determine well, their disease is cured or incurable because they have a mind that must make good decisions. If the mind do not make decisions that agree with the needs of the cells, then the person will be stuck with a disease. There are certain foods that will block the transmission of neurons. Certain food.
Makes sense. Makes a lot of sense. Thank
and
you. I appreciate
happened.
Your time.
Thank you. That's an excellent question. But all seizures could be cured. Reverse all seizures. Epilepsy, all of those things.
Yeah, I think you mentioned something early on that a person could get started with right now. And my brother, you can always have an opportunity when you get the numbers before we get off the line where you can speak, have a special consultation to get information that you may need. So if you can push one on your phone to take you out of the queue, but why don't you just share a little bit about, you mentioned the broccoli cleanse as well as the ginger therapeutic, how that can begin the process of helping them, you know, create some neuron activity in a way that that you can. So 602-332, could you push one on your phone so I can take your hand won't be raised so I can know if you have another question, you can just push one again and we'll get you back on the line again, okay? So go, if you can just share with us, I think that's a very helpful tool. I spoke with an individual today, Abdul Shahid, that The guy was having, I think I mentioned to you, the guy who had a triple bypass. And,
yes.
And the money, you know, wasn't 100% correct for him to do some things, but I did share with him some very basic information from the website. I said that on his food content. And some
mm-hmm.
of the foods that we were talking about had a lot to do with his ability to even function. But I gave him the broccoli cleanse and the therapeutic root base, and I gave him the 45 foods that you should and should not eat. That's the beginning part. I mean, then now all of a sudden I'm thinking about myself, and when I want more about myself, you're available. The website's available, and we'll share that. So I think my brother had a great point on seizures, because I have a cousin who has a similar problem, so it'll help me as well. So thank you for the question, my brother. Go ahead, Brother Jay.
Yeah, excellent question. You know, the sulfur cleanse is so important because the sulfur cleans all our 11 system. You have to prepare it in a certain way. And it cleans all the 11 system because there are 5 allotropes of sulfur, 5 different types of sulfur. Sulfuric acid is one of them. You know, so it explodes the concretion, explodes them at the nanoscopic level of the cell. That's what it does. What does sulfuric acid do? And we already know that many manufacturers use sulfuric acid in making explosives and dynamite. That's what they use it for.
Yes,
so now we're using it for good to help the cell to remove concretion. See, like you clear a highway, you have a mountain, and then some of the big boulders have fallen in the road and all that. You use dynamite to clear them out of the way. Do the same thing inside the body. Isn't that amazing? Do the same thing inside the body to clear concretion. Explode, blow them up out of the way. That's one of the allotropes of sulfur that's in the broccoli cleanse. You prepare it in such a way that it releases all 5 of those different sulfur allotropes. It releases them. Another one is sulfuric acid that works best in the gallbladder and in the liver, cleanse those organs. They also work in the large intestine, in our skin, and in our sweat gland, where it serves as a first-class degreaser. Grease and grime everywhere based on the food that the person is eating. If we eat more saturated fat, then you have more grease and grime and fat globules, even in the brain. They're everywhere. Those fat globules would be blocking energy, blocking electrical energy. Person eating pork, saturated fat. They're eating eggs, saturated fat. They're eating nuts and seeds. Saturated fat. It blocks electrical energy. It blocks electrical flow. This is what we're doing when we eat these things.
That's
what happens.
So you're definitely talking about having that list of the 45 foods that we should and should not eat. It's going to be a definitely complete education.
Yes.
And, you know,
is over.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, so
yeah.
The stem cells are jammed, you know, and it's just so much information. This blueprint that you're talking and release, if it's unable to be functional, your disposition,
yes,
and your whole medical history is going to be in shambles, you know. And, you know, it's so difficult for most people to recognize what they need to do, how they need to do it. But when you don't know what's causing you to be sick, and, I mean, I got to say this to you tonight, brother, you have been very, very calm, very succinct, and right to the point, as a matter of fact. And you know, I know how you feel tonight. You know, I can feel it in your presence that you are feeling it tonight. You know, and it's so serious. It's so
it is
serious. And, you know, and so we have another hand raised here. We want to take, you know who this is. This is 314-833 for Mark Shaheed.
please share with us, my good brother. You had your hand raised, and I'm sorry I took so long to get to you. Mark, are you there?
Anyone else who has a question or have a thank you? You know, I'm just so surreal tonight, man. The manner which you explained is oxygen. You mentioned that we could only get it from certain places, plants.
Three places.
And the trees, the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just outstanding information. So we don't get
we have to use science. We have to use science, see? And this is what people fail to think. In order to be healthy, we have to use science. That's what the Almighty created the science for.
Yes, sir. And they've had us locked up in with this virus. You can't go anywhere. You can't do anything. And, I mean, so can you imagine what we're inhaling locked up in a house or locked up with a mask, or we have our children walking around with masks?
Absolutely amazing.
On. Everybody is just – you know, it's one thing I do know, Abdul Shaheed, I didn't have to go to the doctor to figure this one out, that worry, fear, anxiety, stress,
yes,
have
killers.
A direct
all,
reflection
all
of your body functionality. This
yes.
fear thing, this worry thing, this anxiety and stress, I remember they should say stress will kill you. You know, and we don't even understand. We make the statement, don't even realize what we're saying to ourselves, and so the releases of our body fluids and our mental, just share that with us real quick, because once that immune system is broken down, you know, you don't have any more protection.
Absolutely.
And your ability
no protection.
To think, it lowers your thinking ability, and you can't even take in information, right, because you don't have enough oxygen in your body to offset these negative energies. So just share with
That's
us a little
right.
bit about that before we go any further. Go ahead. And
just a little something about negative energy, stress,
mm-hmm.
negative energy, depression, negative energy, stress, negative energy, all these things, negative energy. And what negative energy, what does it do to the cell? It removes nutrients, for one thing. It eliminates nutrients. What can the cell do if it don't receive if they don't receive nutrients and resources? It's eliminate water from the cell. Dehydration sets in. Just like you, just being under stress. Stress is a tangent of negative energy. This is why it kills the person. It removes nutrients from the cell and it removes water. Dehydration. What can the cell do without nutrients and water? And water. You can't produce anything. Can't produce enzyme. Can't produce neurotransmitter. Can't produce hormones. Cannot produce anything. And then the DNA would be what? Fragmented. Because you won't be able to repair it. You need an enzyme to repair it. DNA polymerase. That's the enzyme to repair the DNA. So how are you going to repair it? You don't have nutrients. You don't have water. You're under stress. And just living on this predatory planet and all the stuff that we have to go through, and then we eat chaotically. We're just eating food to fill our belly. Most of the food we eat has no nutrients. Then we're drinking all kind of crazy water on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
So the time is over for chaotic eating. Time is over.
For those of you who missed the early part of this program, you have to do yourself a favor. Not only do yourself a favor, do your family members a favor, and have them listen to this recording all over again. What was said in the first 30 minutes of this show is life-altering information. I mean, absolutely life-altering. It could change your life. Who doesn't want to save their lives? Who don't want to save their family's life, their children's life, their neighbor's life? When you see people around us every day who are still. And you see people around us who thinking in ways that you're trying to figure out what's wrong with them. Well, it's not what's wrong with them. What happened to them? That's the question that we should be asking. And we're so ready to judge somebody and call somebody out of their name or they're stupid or this and that. But at the same time, we don't even realize what's wrong with these individuals. So we're going to get this next caller. Here we go. We have 314-833. The mic is open. Please state your name and tell us where you're calling from.
Assalamu alaikum to you, Rashid Islam, and to your recurring guest, Instructor Abdul Shaheed. To your IGDM radio listening audience, this is Mark Shaheed from the STL, the Gateway City of St. Louis in the Show Me State of Missouri. I want to say alhamdulillah, that simply means the praise and the thanks belongs to Allah. That's the God that creates everything that we see and we don't see. I just wanted to commend you because I just want to say ditto to much to what Rashid Salam has said in the first few minutes. It's really eye-opening to me in terms of how important the oxygen is in terms of getting to the cells and how important it is in nature what it is Allah has created. To ask this question in terms of, I'm thinking that even the cells for hair follicles, that you may be losing your hair, oxygen play a part in that, or the certain that might seem like a way out question, particulars and also molecules that spectrometry have. You know, they have all kinds of things to say. You know, I'm a hair man, and so I got a spot that seems like the hair.
You can regrow it. You can regrow it.
Well, that's what I'm called. That's what I'm asking in regards to that. So that's my question. But this is an excellent, excellent broadcast. There's so much substantive information. And I know that there are a lot of people, just like I heard the pastor, the reverend, called in terms of the issue he has with the seizures that are far more serious than losing hair. But from what you're saying, this is vitally needed and necessary in how we get it from the natural creation. But we never understood that, so we probably haven't taken full advantage of it, and we've just been depriving ourselves because of the ignorance we just didn't know. So thank
you.
I appreciate Rashid Salam and you for having this production here on IWDM Radio. So much valuable information from a scientific perspective. Thank you. May Allah continue to bless you.
Thank you.
I'll just listen to your response. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you. Yes, Brother Imam Mark Shaheed. We're sharing information that you would not get nowhere, anywhere. there's a tissue. Listen to me carefully. Tissue called peristernum that covers every bone in our body. All 206 bones. That tissue have sludge from the debris from the food that we're eating. In the air we're breathing that produce debris inside of a person. Of course, our hair is on our skull. Our skull is a bone. That bone has peristernum, a tissue that covers it. If that tissue goes without renewing itself for decades, whatever is attached to the bone would not be working properly. We have our superstructure attached to the bones. We have the muscle attached to the bone. We have our nerve embedded in the muscles. We have skin on the bones. So we have to nourish and take care and ironize the peristernum, periosternum, the tissue that covers every bone. So you ironize the skull, and you nourish the hair follicles, and your hair growth will just take off. this is how it's done throughout the body. Our hair is the indication of our health. Our hair and our nails and our skin are indication of our health. These are early signs, early clues of what's happened on the inside. I don't need an x-ray. Just know how to look at the person. Sometimes they call it correlation diagnostic. Correlation diagnostic. A human being examining another human being. Correlation diagnostic. All his or her experience dealing with symptometries, dealing with symptoms, dealing with people, putting all that together, and with what the Almighty has blessed us with, we can figure out what's wrong with the person, just like our cell use atomic intelligence to figure things out. We can do the same thing. We don't need an x-ray. Look at the person's toenail and fingernail and tell what's going on inside the person. Look at the person's hair. Look at the person's skin. Tell us what's going on. What do I need an x-ray for?
Hey,
so
you
that's
know,
all you need to grow hair, Brother Rashid. Eat scientifically.
Yeah.
Do not eat poison, nuts and seeds. Do not consume phosphorus protein in milk, in dairy, in cheeses, because they will compromise three amino acids in the DNA. If three amino acids in the DNA is compromised, then the DNA will become what? Fragmented. And the gene will never release the set of instructions telling the cells what to produce, how to produce it, what temperature, and all these different things. So if the hair follicles and the cells of the hair follicle cannot receive the instruction from the genes through the DNA, oh, it will stop growing your hair. It didn't get the instruction.
Well, it makes sense. Now, what
is
that called?
Everything works in the human body.
So what is that called that covers all of our bones? That was how you spell that?
E-R-I-O-S-T-E-U-M, peristernum.
Okay. Now, you mentioned this
it's
one
just,
word.
It's just like we mentioned before about the epithelium, non-epithelium that covers everything too. Our internal organs, our fingertip. It has a cycle of renewal. Your organ will be compromised if epithelium that aligns it have not renewed on its cycle in decades. Rather than taking out the organ, ionize and renew the epithelium. How simple is that to understand?
It doesn't make any money for doctors, so.
Oh, yeah, well, you need to stop seeing those people.
Okay.
And they give you drugs that create more, that causes more debris in your system.
Right. Now you mentioned something here that I want you to kind of cover a little bit. Atomic intelligence. You know, and when you say atomic intelligence, the first thing I think of egg cell, sperm cell. Those two
yes,
cells.
Atomic intelligence to build a baby.
Intelligence to make put your two eyes, your ears, and everything. Just like I read that thing on everybody come with the same thing with equipment. You know. You got two arms, two hands, two legs, two eyes. Who did that?
Same
you
potential.
Know, that atomic intelligence that you're talking about started with the birth canal, right in the birth canal. So if you just share just a little bit, and I think I have another hand raised here, but I want you to answer this question because we all have come up with the same equipment. Nobody has any more different equipment than we have. We got the same equipment, the same brains, the same hands, same legs, same eyes. We all have all this equipment. Now, how you use that equipment is based on how wise you are because your brain has to function right in order for you to think and process information. You said the brain is the control center. I mean, the brain is the control center and the mind is the decision maker.
I'm the decision maker. Now, what decision are you making and how are you being influenced What's influencing us to make bad decisions, Brother Rashid?
Mm-hmm.
Something is making us make bad decisions, bad choices.
Mm-hmm.
Because we think we're doing it on our own. No, we're not. We're on the same wavelength or bad people in our lineage. So they're beaming us knowledge from the nuclear histone.
Hang on. We're going to take that in the second half. Because that right there, that nuclear histone piece, you know, histone sounds like history. And see, now you're taking us somewhere.
Hey, that's a connection.
I don't know
that is a connection.
Okay.
That is the real history.
Ooh-wee.
Undistorted.
So we walking around.
You can't distort
so
history. You can't distort it. You can't change it.
You see, we walk in historians is what you're trying to tell us, right?
Yeah, it's in our genes. We carry the genes of our ancestors.
Well, okay.
We carry their genes, which means every answer to any question is inside of us already. Every solution we need, they place it in there already inside of us. We're looking for answer in the wrong places.
Mm-hmm. See, that's
the
topic
has already given us all the answers
about.
We need.
See, you know, when you think about what I just said about those two cells having the ability to produce a human being, you know, that intelligence is already in you. You're absolutely correct.
It's clocked in you.
So,
here's the connection. Here's the connection that I didn't finish saying about the cells. How was the human being created? The human being is a product of atomic collision, just like everything else in the universe. The Almighty created the atoms, and the atoms is the model of perfection. It created everything else we see in the universe, including human being. And the atoms have intelligence. We're made from it. So that's why our cells have atomic intelligence. They figure things out. You give them what they need, they will figure it out. This is how our body is created. This is where creativity comes from. And if we're on the same wavelength with our good nuclear histone, we will get knowledge straight from the Almighty. I'm just telling you, this is how it works. There's no mystery here. How did the people before us get educated when there was no school?
Well, that's a question for the ages right there. That's a question for the ages, my good brother. Really? What school, you know, what school did Jesus go to? What school did Abraham go to? What school did Moses go to? What school? So that what you're
what
telling us.
What school did the slaves go to when they established institutions? And then he couldn't even read.
Mm-hmm.
It was against the law.
Wow. That inspiration, that belief system, that inspiration, brother. So we've been
getting
revelation
all
our life.
What Synchrometry is saying, Brother Rashid, there's a system in place here to guide us to the total truth. There's a system at play. And it can be explained, and it can be taught.
Yes, sir.
For those who read it.
Well.
For those who read it. But your health, have to be optimized. Your health has to be optimized because you have to be in a position to produce those neurotransmitters we mentioned earlier.
Yes, sir.
And when a person produced them, Brother Rashid, they're on the same wavelength with the bad people in their lineage, beaming craziness to them. This is where those ideas come from.
Wow. Well, I want to welcome you to IWDM Radio. Once again, we have a phenomenal show on IWDM Radio. And I'm telling you, this information here is just awesome. And as I was, while you were talking, I was just texting more people, you need to be on the line. You're missing an awesome program, a life-altering program. And for you not to be here, it's just so shameful, but at the same time, people have things to do. You can't, you know, dictate that information. We the only thing we can do is speak to the ear that want to listen, you know. And those of you who are listening, I suggest that you download the recording, share it with your family members. I can see you sitting around the table with the phone on with your children, with your wife, your cousins, your nieces, your nephews, listening to this program, because this stuff here is why some of our children are dysfunctional. You know, I think we talked about last week how we grow criminals in our own homes by not giving them those things that they need, and this is one of the things that they need. This information can correct behavior overnight. It can correct dysfunctionality, ADHD, all those labels they keep putting on your children because you send them out, you send them to school with a honey bug. You send them to school eating frosted flakes, and they're full of that sugar that they can't sit still, and they don't even know why they can't sit still. That's the amazing part. They'll hear you are hollering and screaming at them, go sit down. And they're bouncing off the wall, so to speak. And you don't even know what you did to them. And you send them to school, and the teacher labels them and send them to the principal office because you fear
them. And give them drugs, put them on drugs.
Yeah, you know, and now they're on drugs, and now they're really dysfunctional. So this is an easy process when we take the time out to study and be astute at what we learn and what we take into our brains so we can have an implementation aspect of our lives to be able to provide these tools, these resources, that's essential for our development and also for our ability to achieve optimal health. So thank you once again for being on IWB Radio. We're going to get into another section. For those of you who have a question, the Internet, please dial 650-669-0058 and text me your question. And those of you on the line, before we get into the next session, if you have another question, please press 1 on your phone. And we'll bring you to the queue to ask that particular question. This is Abdul Shaheed from the American School of Photometry, and he's providing for us just, I don't even know how to explain it. I mean, I'm just almost ready to be quiet because I'm telling you, this is just amazing information. To be able to get this for free, oh, man, you know, maybe we should go to another business that's all charging folks. So, you know,
Well, it's not free. Just help position them to take the next step.
Yes.
Take the next
step. Yes, sir.
Because without the application, it's just knowledge on the shelf.
Yeah, they say knowledge is only power when you know how to apply it. So,
absolutely.
So we're going to close this particular session out and spend the next 30 minutes that we have. Now, are you on? You have a class after this, so 9 o'clock is your deadline on your Eastern Standard Time tonight.
No, we got plenty of time.
Okay.
Maybe
I'll
go over a few minutes. That's fine.
Yes, sir.
I'm holding the Durland Illustrated Medical Dictionary.
Okay.
I have it in my lap. Okay. This is the 30th edition and is over 100 years in print. I want to read what it says about singlet oxygen in the dictionary. This is a medical dictionary now, okay? Let people know we're not making this stuff up. St. Thomas is not making this up. So here's the interest for singlet oxygen. It says singlet oxygen is highly reactive and is thought to be involved in the oxidative killing or ingested microorganism by neutrophils. That's the white blood cells. That will give the white blood cell its power to kill microorganism on contact. I just read it out of the medical dictionary. That means somebody put it there, Brother Rashid. It went up.
Right. Right. That's for sure. That's for sure. Wow, man, I'm telling you.
So why people do not know about singlet oxygen? Why a doctor do not know? This is the same medical dictionary that doctors study out of. Why they hook the person with up to an oxygen tank, man-made oxygen, a ventilator, a respirator? It will help the person to breathe. But the oxygen contained in that would not help the cells. It would not strengthen the person's heart. It would not strengthen the person's lungs. The oxygen in the oxygen tank is not the oxygen that we're speaking about. Doesn't work. So we see people dragging around the oxygen tank.
Right.
In the store, in the supermarket, these places. They might help them to breathe, but it would never help their organ to be strengthened. It's the wrong oxygen. Our oxygen, in order for our cell to use it, oxidate must be attached. And the way it attaches it is through iron. Iron attacks oxidate in the hemoglobin in the red bone marrow. That's the oxygen that our cell must use.
Mm-hmm.
That's the oxygen that is involved in the gas exchange. Oxyhemoglobin. That's what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
And if the hemoglobin and oxyhemoglobin is not attached, then carbon dioxide would be attached instead. And if carbon dioxide is attached, carbon dioxide would transfer into carbon monoxide, killing the person, suffocating the person.
Poison.
That's
going to bed at night, and not waking up.
Well, that might explain why some people on no respirator, ventilator, and all those things dies. I'm just saying.
Wow. I'm telling you, this is too much for me tonight.
You know?
Whoa.
We own our own,
what?
Brother Rashid. We own our own when it comes to knowledge. And information to improve our health, we have scintometry, the most natural and scientific means to address the needs of human cell. That's where our health comes from. And it's the most scientific means to be taught how to navigate planet Earth. It's based on universal science. It's based on the laws of physics, all of them, quantum physics, classical physics, atomic physics, nuclear physics. All these physics are at work in the side of our body. All of them are at work. It explains the seen and the unseen. They're at work in our body.
I just hope our radio.
It's 17 different branches of science.
Right.
17 different branches of science, and they're all involved in scintometry. And the student of scintometry eventually become master of the 17 different disciplines of science.
Yeah. I don't want our radio listening audience to get overwhelmed with terminology. I mean, but this is a part of you. So when you hear these words, you know, please don't shut down. Don't act like
just
you
get
can't.
Get a dictionary like I did.
Yeah.
Get the dictionary.
Yeah, and just recall this type of information, because I know sometimes we get anxiety behind words that we never heard before. What is he talking about? Well, just take the time, relax, kick back, and go back and study and reread and re-listen to the broadcast. Because this is about you. You know, it's about you. It's about your husband, your wife. It's about your children. It's about your grandchildren. It's about the future of our existence on this planet Earth. You know, he already said that the earth is full of booby traps, and you don't know where the booby traps are. You know, and you want to survive this. You want to continue hearing about monkeypox. You want to continue hearing about, you know, COVID-19 and these viruses and microbes that's just floating around. It was here before COVID-19 ever came into existence. It was here before we ever came into existence. So I know we have a merciful God. He provides us with everything we need right here on earth. But you
Absolutely.
Have to know what that is. You have to be that scientist. You have to be that researcher. You have to be that student who looks into things and try to find out about what life is all about while you're here. To sit back and, you know, kick back and lay back and just leave the planet. So we have to just pay attention to ourselves. That's all we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen. Becoming more aware of who you are, and that's optimal health. Becoming more aware of how you exist and what you're made up of. Don't you want to know about your blood, your organs, your kidneys, your liver? You know, I had one guy tell me the other day that none of us are going to die until it's the guy called us. True. But do you have to die sick when he calls you? You know, so when he calls you, are you going to be healthy? Do you have to suffer? And so what we're saying tonight, this is the information we need to ensure that we have a decent life, a life of pleasure, a life, you know, that we don't have to walk on a cane or have someone cut on us and operate on us. And we're giving you the answers tonight. For those of you who want to know more about this, we'll have an opportunity to share with you material that you can use, diets that you can get. It's available to us right now for those of you who want to know. So anyone, once again, those who just got on the line, this is IWDN Radio, the Science of Health and Youth. We have Abu Shaheed, professor of the School of Symptomology, sharing with us pertinent information for our existence and our family's existence and our community existence. As I look around, there's so many different religions, so many different people out here, and all you hear is people dying from high blood pressure, diabetes. I got my toes cut off. I had heart failure.
Yes.
And nobody is speaking. You run into Dr. Frankenstein. And we're not here to tell you that we are medical people. We're here to provide you with educational information. We're not giving advice because it's up to you to accept the education or the information. We can't tell you that we're teaching from a perspective where we're giving you, the only thing we're giving you advice on is how to take care of yourself. Education on how to take care of yourself, how you function, how you work. And this is what some topic is all about, the study of the human cell. You know, so with that, we're going to take a few more minutes here, and nobody's got their hand raised, Abu Shaheed. So if you want to take it to the next level and get into the headstones a little bit if you want to, however you want to take on this next session, because I already know, boy, that's a whole show.
It definitely is.
The history of who or how our body works, where it's coming from. My goodness, man, this is. I mean, I could keep you on the phone all night, but we know we can't do that. But I'm just so enthused and so excited about what you share with us tonight. Just dealing with oxygen. My goodness, man. Wow, this took me to another level. I just want to say that once again, I'm paying compliments. I just can't help it because I'm so excited about what's being said about now how I can take care of myself and how I can take care of my children. I have 11 grandchildren that I need to get their parents to my daughters and my sons. And, hey, we got a new way of life. Let's get busy to ensure that we have geniuses in our family line, and we can create those geniuses right now by providing the right tools, the right information, the right food sources, and, you know, just the oxygen alone can improve the life and the thinking process of everyone. So go ahead, my brother, and continue.
Yes, sir. We're going to share a little bit more about oxidates. Natural oxidate supplies the oxidate our cell produce. This is because natural oxidate has never been enough to make us healthy. Natural oxidate, never been enough to make us healthy. There's too much emphasis placed on prescribing pharmaceuticals. Every time you go to the doctor, even if you don't have something, they want to give you drugs. You got to have something. You go to the doctor, you're not taking drugs, something is wrong with you. Why are you not taking drugs? You got to have something that causes you to take drugs. Even when a person has breathing difficulty, an oxygen tank is recommended to them, or they are placed on a ventilator. These should be emergency measures to stabilize a person's system. Once the person is stabilized, they need to come to symptometry to cure their problem. That's what needs to happen. They need to come to symptometry to get the knowledge and the information they need to get the particulate to remove the poison, the toxic, the concretion, all those things that we mentioned earlier from their cells. The cells need help. The DNA needs repairing. This is what must happen. It is natural oxidate that cleans the air to make only singlet oxygen available to inhale. Breathing deeply and holding it, and holding one breath for 10 to 15 seconds will fill the lung with a lot of singlet oxygen for a few days. It will circulate in the body for a few days, Brother Rashid. Going to those places we just mentioned, a few days. The lungs and the heart are central to our existence on this planet, and they need singlet oxygen. So what's happened to nature? Going back to nature. Everybody want to talk about nature, but we don't understand nature. We get singlet oxygen from nature, not from a ventilator, not from an oxygen tank. Nature provides us with everything to protect our DNA and our cells from harm. We just have not been educated. We've been miseducated and misinformed about health. Every endeavor, Brother Rashid, that we embark on, if we ignore health and health is not a focus, we're not going to accomplish that much. We've already proven that. We've already proven it. We're stuck because we ignore our health. If our body is collapsing and falling apart, becoming decrepit, if our lungs are decrepit and our heart is decrepit, you think the brain is not decrepit? They're all connected. It's all connected. We have to nourish ourselves in order to nourish the rest of our 11 systems, including our brain. This is what has to happen. And we said many times already, if our brain is congested, so would the mind be congested. The unseen part of us will also be congested. So what are you using to make decisions? What are we using to make our decisions?
Of course.
It's very, very important. Most of us keep looking for answers in the wrong places. It is our good nuclear histone, Brother Rashid, will show us where all the solution can be found. This is what Dr. Maxwell Nordis say. This is what the Dr. Symptometrists say. Our good nuclear histone will guide us to all of the solution to our problem. Isn't that amazing? This is what happens. Our good nuclear histone will guide us to all our solution to the problem. Our genes inside our cells, inside the nucleus of each cell, 75 trillion cells, 70,000 genes on each cell. The genes come from the gene pool, Brother Rashid. The genes come from the gene pool. And that gene pool exists no regard to color, race, religion, nationality, none of those things. No regard.
70,000 genes on each cell.
Each
and
cell.
And consist of 100 trillion of them.
75 to 100 trillion cells that make up the 11 systems.
Can you imagine what that would do to a child?
On each cell.
What would happen to a child's mind if you told them something like that?
That he's the best. He was made from the best. And he carried the past and the future inside of him. What if you told him that? And what if you told him that all of the answers that he ever needs are inside of him, not outside? Wow. We're looking for answers in the wrong place. They're inside the nucleus. We cannot even see the cell. Now we're talking about something that's inside the cell, inside the nucleus of the cell. You'll find the chromosome. The genes are perched on the chromosome. The genes are perched on the chromosome. If we eat certain foods or we expose ourselves to a certain toxin, the arms of the chromosome will break off. There are four arms, P arm, two P arms, and two Q arms. That's what they're labeled. Arms of the chromosome, four of them. They house the genes. Just incredible when you think about what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir. Yes, it is. Absolutely, flat out, incredible.
Inside the nucleus, you also have the chromatin. This is part of the DNA. The genes are recording devices. Recording devices. They record all our good deeds and our bad deeds. These are the angel brothers and sisters. You can believe me or not. It's up to you. See, we're taking the spookism out of it. And we're placing it with science. Verifiable science.
Verifiable science.
The genes are recording devices. They record every subtle change in the mood of a person. If they recorded the mood of the person, you know they could record everything else that the person say and do.
Right. Right. Man, I'm telling you.
And the genes also hold the blueprint. Instruction, set of instructions for every cell. No cell is acting on its own. They must receive the instruction. They're guided by the instruction. I mean, just that concept alone, Brother Rashid, if we give our children proper instruction throughout the time that they're with us, you think
right.
they'll be properly guided when they leave our home?
I think so. I believe they'll be okay. They can take on the world.
Absolutely.
With the information you're talking about, brother. I mean, creative.
Absolutely. And we teach them where knowledge comes from. We got the whole universe. That's the source of knowledge itself. Atomic collision, a source of knowledge. The matrix that the human being is made up of, another source of knowledge. And the revelation from the Almighty, source creator. Four sources of knowledge, unadulterated, unfiltered. If you read a book that a man have written, the knowledge is filtered.
Edited.
And it's been distorted. And we try to use it, Brother Rashid, and we can't make nothing with it.
Well, now we know where common sense is gone. You know, if you don't have common sense, what kind of sense do you have? You know what I'm saying? So what you're saying is it's adulterated information that we read and not taking in the natural aspects of the creation, not taking in the nature-based object of who we are and what we are. My goodness, now how can you have common sense? You know, it's like a no-brainer. That's the scientific proof. Common sense, you know. So.
Yes.
Wow.
So what is common sense? Common sense is the knowledge that is beamed to the memory by the nuclear histone. We have to be on the same wavelength, energy level, wavelength. of the good nuclear histone.
Hear the word wave.
Wave.
Wow.
Lent. Yeah. Energy. In other words, wavelength is a tangent of energy.
Inertia.
How does the nuclear histone house so much information, so much knowledge and information that goes back thousand upon thousand upon thousand upon thousand, I can say that all night, or years?
Okay. Yes, sir.
Because the information is reduced to vibration, Brother Rashid. Vibration. Unlimited. That's why we have to be on the same wavelength with our good nuclear histone. In order to be on the same wavelength with our good nuclear histone, we must produce those three neurotransmitters, acetylcholine, serotonin, norepinephrine. Otherwise, we'd be on the wavelength of the bad nuclear histone that's in our lineage. They would be beaming craziness to us, bad information. They will be influencing the person.
You said something early on, and I have a question on the on my phone. This is a text over to me. And as you were talking earlier, and once again, for those of you who weren't on in the first 30 minutes, you must get the recording. I don't care what you have to do to get this recording, but you have to get it because we talked about oxygen. And when you were talking about oxygen, what came to my mind about four or five shows ago, when you said cancer is the lack of oxygen in the cells.
Yes,
so
that's
it. As you broke down these three oxygen levels and going to the beach and going to the different places to get that singlet oxygen, without it, you're subject to get cancer regardless of what you eat because you don't really have what it takes to give the proper oxygen content for your cells to function right. Therefore, if my cells don't function right, I have the propensity to develop a cancerous agent in my body. Am I correct? Am I just talking to the side of my mouth?
You're absolutely correct because of where we are on this planet. Very predatory, toxic everywhere. It's in the air, it's in the food, it's in the water. Microbes everywhere. Microbe causes cancer too. Microbe, bacteria, viruses, fungus.
If you're not cleaning your blood with all those microbes and all that type of thing in your system,
they will block oxygen.
So the combination
block
of
oxygen.
Things.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Anything oxygen will compromise the person's health. Oxygen is the mother of energy in the person's body. If oxygen is not there, you think the other energy is going to be there? Electricity going to be in there? Nuclear energy going to be there? No. All the other energy would be dissipated. It'd be gone.
I have a question from the internet. They just texted me on my phone. To take me to dementia, and that's why I brought this up. Because once again, here we go with the oxygen content. Once again, here we go with the blood, the dirty blood that's in our bodies that we never ionize and hydrolyze. So the person has a question. You know, my aunt has what we call beginning dementia. Is there anything you can share that will help us begin? Once again, we can start with the cleanses. We start with the broccoli cleanse and general therapeutic, but just from a basic format, this is a beautiful question. It really is. People are forgetting. They don't even know they're forgetting. You know, so if you have dementia, how do you know what you forgot? You know what I'm saying? So we may be experiencing these forms of the dementia now and not even know it.
You don't have to be 70 years old, 80 years old to have dementia.
Okay.
To be
seen. Okay, so her question, so we get short on time, but we need to address that particular question because those of us who are young and those of us who are older, I think last week we mentioned that dementia starts at 24, 25, 26 years old, and we don't even know it. So go ahead, my brother. I don't want to take up too much time on that.
It goes back to the neurotransmitter for memory. the person is not able to produce acetylcholine. True and simple. The person has stopped producing acetylcholine. Why? Because of poison in their brain, neurofibrillary plaque in the brain that has to be removed. The person must produce enzyme, TPP enzyme. They must produce AP enzyme. They must produce peptide, neuropeptide, polypeptide. What is peptide? When we break down protein, if you don't eat meat and protein, then you won't have what it takes to produce acetylcholine. Person needs to eat the food source of hemp iron, lamb, goat, bison. They have hemp iron. They also have phenylalanine. The liver will take the phenylalanine and convert it into tyrosine. Tyrosine will be utilized by the brain to produce acetylcholine, serotonin, melatonin. Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
And you got people that want to be vegetarian? Okay, they're setting themselves up to have Alzheimer's.
You got to say it again, bro.
You have to say it
again. They won't have tyrosine. Tyrosine is one of the amino acids that make up the DNA. It's 20 amino acids that makes up the DNA. It's about knowing science and eating the food scientifically, preparing the food scientifically, selecting the food scientifically. This is what scientific eating, scientific living, and scientific cooking is all about. How are you going to be healthy if you're eating poison and you're breathing poison, poison in the water? We just can't rely on just filling our belly with belly fillers. There must be a purpose in our eating, a purpose in the food that we select. Dr. Norton wrote the book, What to Consume. The whole idea behind that is to eat the food that has the most nutrients and the least health disruptors, and that will take the least amount of enzyme to digest. So your enzyme, after digestion, will be left over to produce ancillary enzymes for repair and maintenance of the body. The DNA must be repaired. The cell must be repaired. That's what we're made up of. The epithelium must be repaired. The peristernum must be renewed. Our veins and capillary, artery, must be strengthened. Universal law, whatever is weak must be strengthened. If you have a weak heart, and you know you have a weak heart, and you keep going to the doctor and keep taking the drug, you're going to end up with congestive heart failure, and that's what's going to kill you. We have to strengthen the heart. How do you strengthen the heart? You give it what it needs, the 8 amino acids that make up muscle. The heart is all muscle. How much sense does that take, Brother Rashid, to understand? If the heart is all muscle and there's 8 muscle proteins, do you think the heart needs those 8 muscle proteins?
I think so.
You eat the food source of those 8 muscle proteins. You take a molecule from cytometry to help you to produce the 8 muscle proteins.
Right.
After you use the particulate to remove the concretion from the cell, because they can't do anything if they're blocked with concretion, got a deposit, cholesterol deposit, poison, toxin for microbes, and all these things that's in and out of us.
Right.
We have to remember, food do not cure diseases. I can tell you how to eat scientifically, but that's not going to cure the disease. You have to remove the poison and the toxins that's already built up over 50, 60, 70, 80 years. That's why you can't move. You eventually will become paralyzed. Eventually, we all will end up losing our mental faculties because we won't be able to produce acetylcholine for intelligent, for memory. And all of the other 16 different faculties. It is serotonin that operates them. How are you going to comprehend and think when you can't produce serotonin? It is the hormone, enzyme, all these things that produce and affect our behavior, Brother Rashid.
Yes, sir. Now,
if a person cannot produce those neurotransmitters, they won't have a conscience. They won't be on a paradigm of a human being. They'll be on a paradigm of an animal, and that's what you'll see. This is what we're experiencing in our society today. Explain it any other way. Won't make sense.
Our children are definitely acting like, you know, animals. I hate to say it that way, but they're not acting human. It's only two things that happen.
Some children, before they reach age 3, are out of acetylcholine. They can't produce anymore because of what the mother ate while she was pregnant with them.
Mm. Wow.
Shut down the production of acetylcholine for thinking. You want to send a child to school and they can't think?
ADHD. That's the word. It keeps popping up. It keeps popping up. We give you medications for it, which makes it worse.
I'm speaking the way I'm speaking, Brother Rashid, because we want people to apply what we were talking about. All they have to do is just apply it, and then they will come to know that it works.
Yeah.
They will come to know that it works. Sometimes they have a saying that curing is proven. I don't need no study anything. I'm cured. That's the proof that I need. That's it. That's all I need. That's the proof. Mm-hmm. I don't need no double-blind study. of a million people or whatever. I don't need that.
Okay. And before, while we're on the subject of dementia and Alzheimer's, we want to talk about the cerebral spinal fluid that's connected to our brain, which also has an effect on Alzheimer's and dementia, and understanding that. And the Dirty Blood Nightmare. That's an article that people need to read about. It's called The Dirty Blood Nightmare.
Absolutely.
Everyone has dirty blood. And the problem with the human and animal blood, it circulates nutrients. Here is the problem. Poisons, as you say, toxic alkaloid, toxic acid, debris, sludge, worm waste, microbial toxins, venoms, concretion, and everything that will jam our cells damage the opportunity for our cells to function in the way that they should. Now, take that along with our spinal fluid, our spinal cord, and that electrical concept there. If you just share just a little bit, because I think you put the icing on the cake when it comes to dementia and Alzheimer's with that spinal fluid going to our brain that's full of sludge, full of microtoxins, slow down to the point where your brain cannot get what it needs to think and remember, and how it affects the hippocampus in your brain. So real quickly, I want you to cover that as we begin to shut down and we can close out just for me. The functions that the colon has, how many different functions, the functions that the liver has, so that toxic, that dirty blood is directly reflected in the things that we're talking about tonight. So for those of you who just got on the line, thank you for dialing into IWDM Radio, The Science of Health in You. Do yourself a favor. Make sure you text me and get the link for this show. Just the first 30 minutes as we close down, as we share with you right now, the first 30 minutes dictate the answers that you're about to get on dementia, Alzheimer's, colon, liver, and your cerebral spinal fluid, how it all affects your heart, how it all affects organisms in your liver and your kidney, and that blueprint that cannot be released. Let me shut up, brother. Go ahead and share this with us tonight.
Well, you're doing an excellent job, Brother Rashid.
I'm excited, man. I mean, I'm floating, man. I'm telling you, I'm just floating. It's amazing what you said tonight. It truly is amazing. You can save your family life, your children's life, man. I'm telling you. Ooh. Man, go ahead, my brother.
All we have to do is just wake up and do for self. That's it. The cerebrospinal fluid, Brother Rashid, if it becomes thick because of all of the things that's floating and circulating in it, and we never cleaned it in 40 years, we never cleaned it, we never sanitized it. Nobody never shared with us that it needed to be clean in the first place, so we ain't never thought about it.
Right.
Never thought about it. So the cerebrospinal fluid can become so thick because our body would make adjustment. It would do all it can do to keep debris and sludge from our blood, because blood must circulate. It would put debris everywhere, trying to keep it out of the blood. The poison, the debris, the sludge, all these things, the body, the cell is trying to keep it from absorbing into the bloodstream. Because if it absorbs into the bloodstream, that means the blood will slow down to a crawl. If the blood slows down, no cell will be nourished, because it is the speed, the pushing force from the heart and the speed of the blood that nourish the cells. And the cell's ability to have magnetic pulling force to pull the nutrients into them.
My brain,
you get the picture. You get the picture.
Yeah.
Now we have the cerebrospinal fluid, where all our nerves go through the cerebrospinal fluid. All our nerve goes through the spinal column. All of them. And then the neurons have to travel through all that thick fluid if you don't keep it clean. How is it going to send signals back and forth, 24/7, to make the body operate properly? If it's thick with debris and sludge and concretion and poison and toxic, and you never cleaned it, when you can do a simple technique a couple of times a week, it costs you anything but know-how, knowledge. And the other thing that we can do, we just can't throw up our hands and say, oh, it's overwhelming, I can't do this, I can't do that. Yes, you can. We were created to live on this planet, but it takes knowledge to be able to do it. That's all. But we're following somebody anyway who don't know. We're following people who don't know. They act like they know things, but we can tell they don't know. Not their behavior.
You're sick.
And it changes. And they change every day. One day is this way, the next day, tomorrow is something else. They changed it. So the cerebrospinal fluid is very important. It is the north-south neuronal conduit in the human body. All of the signals from our head travel all the way downward through the cerebrospinal fluid and the spinal cord to the internal organ, the glands, our skin, all our system, all the structure and the mechanism. And conversely, all of the signals from our feet, our toes, our leg, our arms, internal organs, bones, everything travel upward through the spinal cord and through the cerebrospinal fluid all the way to our head and brain. Those signals travel back and forth, 24/7, all the days of our life. If you have neck pain, back pain, shoulder pain, all kind of pain, inflammation coming from that area, we think about going to the chiropractor. Yeah, we'd be going to the chiropractor every up from now on, and we would still have those pains, because that's a sign that the cerebrospinal fluid needs to be sanitized and cleaned. Garbage needs to be removed from it. That's what needs to happen. But no one have told us. That's why we have the pain. Even though we're all going to die someday, eventually, we can keep putting off death 10 years, 20 years, 40 years, 75 years. Nothing already even said 110 years. Keep putting it off until we're able to carry out all our responsibilities and take care of all the things that we need to take care of, making ourselves useful, recreating ourselves. And then when that time comes, hey, we relinquish the time. Keep cleaning our cerebrospinal fluid.
Well,
that's what we have to do.
My aunt has just been diagnosed with onset dementia. And, you know, I'm trying to talk to my cousin to at least do something about it. And I'm going to send them this link tonight with the hope that I answer the question for them. Because we don't realize that we do have answers. We don't have to put up with all the pills that we take without, you know. Can you imagine a person not knowing where they stay or who a person is or having difficulty remembering? You know, it's heartfelt, you know. And I'm telling you, I'm just so emotional. Tonight, this show is one of the most emotional shows that you have given. My brother just going to share this with you. And I'm going to send an individual to everybody in my family. I'm going to pick up the telephone and say, look, next week, be on this show. You cannot afford to miss. Who knew that we had 206 bones and we had tissue that covered every bone? Who knows this stuff? And we walk around like we got it like this. We
Absolutely.
Walk around, don't even know that we don't know. And this thing we walk around with 24-7, it's, I mean, I look at these children, I look at my children. I look at my cousin, my nieces, my nephews, my grandkids, and it's like, wait a minute, we can do something about this. We can really,
Absolutely.
Truly do something about this. And once again, people have to have the will to want to, and we do know that. And everyone on the show tonight, at least those 10 people, download this text message. Say, give me the link to this show. If you don't do anything, because this is the first 30 minutes, you will be devastated with the inability to speak because what you share with us tonight on the free oxygen. And we're talking about the brain. We're talking about dementia. We're talking about the vital fluid, Alzheimer's. We're talking about kidney problems, heart problems. All of it's related to oxygen.
All of them.
So, brother, I just want to
could be improved by singlet oxygen.
Yes.
Establishing a routine when we breathe in this oxygen at least once a week.
You know, and the one that's most important, the singlet. Now, just say this for missing artists tonight. You get this singlet oxygen from plants, trees, and the beach.
The beach.
Nature
lakefront.
What you're saying.
And the forest preserve with a lot of trees.
Get our older brothers and sisters out of the house and go for a ride. You know, take your mother, your father, your grandparents. Hey, come on, let's go.
At least once a week.
You know, and then just
breathe
that hold your breath.
Hold
meditation.
It in. 15 seconds.
Wow. Man, I tell you.
Deep breathing exercise.
Mm-hmm. Solving problems.
That's absolutely amazing.
Truly solving problems. And we talked about the broccoli cleanse and how important it is to get started and so forth and so on. But the most important thing is you begin to educate yourself. The most important thing is
have a change of mindset.
AM3SOS.org. Your most important thing is to really study, because why are we playing with our lives? Why are we playing with our family members' lives? Why are we playing with our friends' lives when we have access to information that can affect the life of our people? We talked about prostate
Absolutely.
Cancer, those brothers and sisters who are out there and the different things that every time we seem to talk about something comes out from CDC. So I guess they're listening too, huh? So well, we can't have
they're listening.
To tell people about
they listen to Dr.
So,
they listen to the student at the American School of St. Thomas. They're listening.
Yes, indeed. So they know it's time to do a few things. So those of you who are on the line tonight, we want to thank you for showing up. We want to thank you for the information. Thank Abdul Shaheed for the information he's provided for us. We'll be a little bit over tonight, but, you know,
all right.
It was worth it.
it was worth it. He had the time to
Absolutely.
Give us. Well, thank him. Thank him for that. And we do have a hand raised before you go, before we begin to close down and begin to share
right.
Listening on you. Let's get this this hand raised here. It is 201-341. The mic is open. Please state your name and tell us where you're calling from.
Yes, assalamu alaikum. This is Kia in Jersey City. And I just want to get the link. I just got on about a half hour ago, and I was listening, and I'm just so anxious to share this with others. So please give us a way to get the link to this program.
And that's the key is Z-A-K-I-A?
Z-A-K-I-Y-Y-A-H.
Okay, Y-Y-A-H. Zakiya, as soon as we get off the line, I'm going to email you the link to the broadcast. And tomorrow, you'll be able to listen for yourself. And when you listen to it, you're going to want to share it with everybody because this was amazing. I mean, flat out amazing. I'm floating right now. You know, and all we really talked about, you know, the show was designed for the brain and the three nervous systems. But the oxygen levels shows us how that affects the brain and the three nervous system. And what you're going to hear, if you course that you missed tonight, it's going to be phenomenal. It really is. And I hope and pray that you were able to learn something tonight and gather some information tonight that can help you right now change your life. And that's all we're trying to do. We're not here to get paid. We're here to share information, to educate people about how you can change your life and save your life. I call it the SOS syndrome. Save yourself. Save your family. Save your community. We have that opportunity to do that. We have to save ourselves first. And we want to thank you for calling in. Refresh one on your phone to get out of the queue, and I'll make sure. I got it written down right here. You'll get this link, and we'll be talking. Please, every Tuesday, we're here. And every Tuesday,
okay.
It's going to be a life
Thank
also.
You.
No problem. Thank you very much. Anyone else before Abdul Shaheed close out tonight? Anyone who has a question that you needed answered? If you touched on something that's going to help you or help a family member, what a friend that you may know who's suffering from an ailment, ask the question on behalf of that person. Then direct them to everyone who's on the line right now. If you don't want me to send you the link, please raise your hand right now. Just push one on your phone if you don't want this link, and I will not send it to you. But those of you who are on the line, I will send this link out to you at the end of the broadcast tonight so you can go back, take your time, kick back, and take a good listen, and get the pen and pad out to begin to process this information for yourself. So thank you once again for your time, the IWDN Radio, the time to help you. I'm Rashid Salam, and we're going to have Brother Abdul Shaheed, go ahead and just close us down, my good brother. Thank you again. I can't
thank
you enough for tonight. I really can't.
Yes, sir. We'd like to give our contact information in case anyone have a need to contact us, and we hope that they do, so we can go further into what you need to do and becoming a student and gaining more information to reverse your condition. Please, if you have a need to contact us, you may call us at 678-572-7269. That number again is 678-572-7269. You may also send us an email at ashaheed2@gmail.com. ashaheed2@gmail.com. And Shaheed is spelled S-H-A-H-E-E-D. And please visit this website, amsos.org, amsos.org. That is the website to the American School of Centometry. And there's plenty of information posted there. Please go there. You'll probably find your condition explained like you never had it explained before. Share it there, the mistakes that you made. We all make mistakes. That's why we have the disease. We made a mistake. Then it's share how to correct those mistakes and not make them again. That's what the life is all about, correcting mistakes. And we also like to encourage you to join us tomorrow on AM360 on Optimal Health. We have another program, AM360, tomorrow from 12 noon to 1 p.m. on Optima Health, a program called Optima Health. And you can participate by calling in by using one of these two numbers, 515-605-9891, 425-292-4253. The number again is 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. That is Optima Health on AM 360, Wednesday, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Time. And we give all the praise and the thanks to the Almighty for allowing us to be here with you this evening and for allowing you to take time out of your busy schedule and to participate and share with us on this lab, with this lab. This definitely is a learning lab for all of us.
Yes.
And we pray and hope that we all become more of a student so we can learn what we need to learn and pass it on. Thank you, Brother Rashid. We certainly appreciate all of your good efforts in engineering the program for us. And we give everyone the greeting of peace. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you.
Thank you, my good brother. You know, this is IWDN Radio. We do have other broadcasts that take place, on this broad on IWDN, and we're going to have our public service announcer come on and share with us tonight the next week and the future of this week and what takes place here. So, Mark Shaheed, if you could share with us before we close out tonight's show, we appreciate you, my brother.
Yes, sir. I want to say assalamu alaikum to you, Rashid Salam, and to you, Instructor Abdul Shaheed, and to the IWDM radio listening audience. Once again, an excellent production tonight on the science of your health and you learning lab. So much substantive information, education was given tonight. You can't keep it a secret. Make it a family affair. Have them tune in to this production. This is truly life-giving and life-saving information that you received tonight. I want to say to all that's listening in, the beat goes on here, IWDM Radio, as tomorrow, Wednesday, it is the Parenting and Family Reconstruction Learning Lab with Dr. Patricia Slaw-Dean joining yours truly, Mark Shaheed. And that happens each and every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time here on IWDM Radio. And following the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab is the MGM Roundtable. That's the Muslim Global Message Roundtable. And it begins at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Coast Time. Very, very special guest, Brother Henry Muhammad, for the outstanding publication that actually is titled What Every Parent Needs to Know About Images of Divine in Revelation and How It Affects Our Children. We're talking about the mental, been talking about the human brain here and also about the mind, but also in addition, eating ourselves good food. It is bad food or bad information that comes into our mind and can have a devastating effect. So you don't want to miss that production tomorrow, the MGM Roundtable. You want to tune in. It's going to be an excellent dialogue full of a lot of information on this publication. It's something outstanding that Brother Henry, Henry Muhammad actually has done to get the attention of over 4 million people. So you need to tune in for that. And then on Thursday, it is the Sister Learning Lab, which is the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab with Quran Shakir, who won't be with me, but a special guest facilitator, my good brother and friend, Imam Nazim Pasha out of North Carolina, will be joining me. And we will proceed with premarital questionnaire, those who are aspiring to be married, and all. We have an excellent tool that can be used to initiate questions and answers to get to know each other better, and that begins at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time, right here on IWDM Radio. And Friday is Salatu Juma Day in the Muslim world globally. And so those who are immobilized and can't get out and about to their local masajids and Islamic centers, they can come back here to IWDM Radio with the very distinguished, esteemed Imam Mikhail Sahir. And Salatu Juma begins each and every Sunday, each and every Friday afternoon at 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Central, and 11 a.m. Pacific Coast Time, right here on IWDM Radio. And Sunday is the longest running production that we have on IWDM Radio. It is Words Make People. Yes, Words Make People. Once again, the Imam Mikhail Sahir is the host of that, and he always have very intriguing guests and topics that are pertinent to us as a community. It's each and every Sunday afternoon. It begins at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's high noon Central Standard Time and 10 a.m. Pacific Coast Time here on IWDM Radio. And that brings us right back to the beginning of the week here on IWDM Radio with the very distinguished, esteemed host of this outstanding production, Learning Lab, The Science of Your Health and You, Learning Lab, with Rashid Salam and also his reoccurring guest, Instructor Abdul Shaheed. So that begins each and every Tuesday. You can tune in 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time. All of these productions, we want to make it a family affair. Don't come back by yourself. Make sure you invite a family member, a friend, associate, a neighbor, a community member. If you're benefiting from this information education, love for your brother and sister what you love for yourself. And so invite them to tune in. We also want to give you information as we approach June the 12th, as we will be also inviting you back to study Al-Islam, as it will be returning with the founder and the CEO of Study Al-Islam, Fitcher Muhammad. So look for that to be coming up in about 3 weeks, June the 12th. And we will also want to encourage you to support the Muslim Journal, as we do here on IWDM Radio. Make sure you get your subscription. And if you get a subscription and you see that it's helpful to you, think about somebody that you can get a subscription for, even maybe your local library, so many people can actually read Muslim Journal. It has served us well, and now it is time for us to help to serve the Muslim Journal by purchasing it and purchasing other subscriptions for other people. And finally, last but not least, we want to extend our prayers and our thoughts to the many there in the state of Texas where there were children that were shot up and killed in the classroom, and the school teacher and one of the relatives of a mentally deranged person, and even he was killed. So these type of productions that you're hearing tonight, that you heard tonight, many of the times in cases, it is because of how we're brought up and what it is that we're taught in terms of health, and it's every aspect of health. This is being covered here on IWDM Radio. So our thoughts and our prayers, let's make dua for the families there, and also the instructors and all that was either their life was taken or they were maimed and hurt. So once again, as we conclude this, I want to say that this salam is for you and yours, and it's back to you, Rashid Salam. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Well, thank you so much. You know, we have something to say. Courage must come from the soul within. A man must punish the will to win. So figure it out for yourself, my lad. You know, you were born with all the degrees you have. And with your equipment, they all began to get a hold of yourself. Say, I can. With that, ladies and gentlemen, we want to wish you a wonderful evening. And we want to close out as we started our show. Wake up, everybody. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum as-salam.
Yes, as-salam.